Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to switch over to some international news for this hour. And a reminder that Claire is going to be joining us here in the smallest audio booth in the world on the island of Oahu for hour number three to just sort of chit-chat about stuff. Probably we're going to talk a lot about her music and the upcoming World Choir Games and sorts of cool stuff like that here. Now, but international news. Over in Egypt, newly elected President Morsi is refusing to pick up the phone for Benjamin Netanyahu. And Benjamin Netanyahu is all in a huff because officially he wants to congratulate Morsi for winning the presidency of Egypt. Morsi doesn't want to take his phone call. So Netanyahu calls Obama and gets on Obama's case to force Morsi to answer a call from Benjamin Netanyahu. And, oh, by the way, make sure that the government of Egypt is still respecting all of its agreements with Israel, like for the really cheap natural gas and the Camp David Treaty. Which is kind of weird when you consider the United States of America is breaking treaties left and right. I don't know why Benjamin Netanyahu thinks Obama has the gravitas to tell other countries to obey their treaty obligations, but that's Netanyahu's doing his thing. I'm really starting to like Morsi. He has balls Obama can only dream of. When Netanyahu calls Obama, Obama grabs that phone, almost knocks it off the desk. Yes, Benjamin, I'm right here. Yes, Massa. Yes, Massa. What are you on? And this underscores the fact that claims that Morsi is some kind of a U.S. asset. Remember right after, you know, they were trying as hard as they could to throw this election to Ahmed Shafiq, BBC was saying they were certain he was going to come out when the votes were recounted and all the rest of it. And then a couple of million really angry Egyptians standing in the streets convinced the election committee if they tried to steal this election, they'd have another violent revolution on their hands. And then after it was all over and Morsi was announced the president, there were all these propagandists, all of the media saying, oh, Morsi's really working for the U.S. He's a U.S. asset. You know, things haven't changed one tiny, tiny bit. Well, obviously, that's not true. And what that tells us is that Morsi is his own person. And his winning the presidency, despite all the spin and vote fraud and influence from the outside that the U.S. could put in there, represents a major foreign policy defeat for the United States of America. And they're just trying to save face. Yeah. Oh, it's okay that Morsi, yes, we wanted Shafiq, but Morsi's just as good, and we're okay with that. It's like when the U.S. Gave China an exemption to the Iran sanctions. China had already announced they weren't going to go along with them anyway. So this is just the U.S. government trying to save face and continue to act like they're in control of the global situation. And they're not. This is an empire on the decline. Absolutely, absolutely is. We're going to grab a phone call. John in Toledo. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm having a good 4th of July so far.
It's a hot one here in Toledo. Hey,
yes.
Just for the record, that at one time I did not like listening to your show, and I didn't stand you at all. And
okay.
Just when you made the announcement when you were going to 3 hours, I was very happy. I appreciate your show now that I've done some little more research and have grown up a little bit, and I've been doing this for quite a while, so I want to thank you, and you're a great asset to this country.
Well, thank you very much for those. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, my hat's off to you, and I would say God bless you, but I mean no disrespect, sir.
Well, I take that statement in the spirit in which it's intended, and it's not a problem for me when you say that. And I don't have a problem with people having religious beliefs. It's just those criminals who use religious beliefs to hurt others that I have a problem with. So we're coming up on a commercial break here, and thank you for the kind words. And I don't want everybody to like me or agree 100% with me. In fact, if you agree with me 100%, seek therapy now. But, yeah, more and more people are coming to understand this country's in trouble, and we together can save it or at least change it and move forward. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Yes, let's be a pirate. R-R-R-R-S-T-U-V. R-R-R-R-R. Ask me where are my buccaneers. They're under me bucking hat. All righty, moving right along here. 10,000 armed men enter Syria for civil war. Now, I'm not sure I would call it that. But basically, the idea here is it is being reported in the Middle Eastern press from Press TV that the number of outside hired mercenaries that have gone into Syria to fight against the government is about 10,000. That's not a civil war. That's an invasion. By any reasonable definition of the word, when 10,000 armed people supplied with weapons from the United States, from Israel, from Qatar, from Turkey, when they march into another country, that is an invasion. So, remember they were showing that map about the rebel strongholds, and I said, have you noticed it's always from the borders of the country heading in? That's not a popular uprising. Popular uprisings begin in the major cities, like we saw in Egypt, where a million people show up in Tahrir Square. The map that they made public proved it was an outside invasion, a covert coup d'etat. Press TV's report on the numbers absolutely indicates that's what's going on. I think everybody is starting to get really, really nervous. And apparently the United Arab Emirates is recruiting 3,000 new soldiers from Colombia And they're apparently doing it by offering the Colombian soldiers about 10 times what Colombia would pay them. So they're bolstering their army. They're bringing in the foreign mercenaries. They know there's going to be conflict. It's just a question of, you know, which side's going to win. This is the beginning of this escalation. So, all righty. Earlier today, a rocket was fired from Lebanon into Syria, wounding two Syrian police officers at the border. Why would Lebanon do such a thing? They used to be allies. My take on this is that Israel is getting ready to invade Lebanon again under cover of some other great event like the U.S. going to war in Syria and or Iran. Israel still wants that Litani River. It's just 20 miles away from their present border. And, you know, Israel's borders are drawn in dry erase marker. They want that Litani River. And I think when the conflict escalates in Syria and the U.S. goes in or into Iran, Israel's going to make a grab into Lebanon, and they want to make sure that Syria is not going to come to Lebanon's assistance. Hence, a provocateurs inside Lebanon, and we know Israel has agents inside Lebanon because that's who planted those spy devices that Israel just had to self-destruct last week. So it's the same thing they do in Gaza. They send somebody in, fire a rocket over the border. Oh, horror of horrors. It's whoever the designated patsy is. That's my read of the situation. That Israel's going to try and find some way to drive a wedge between Lebanon and Syria so that they can go into Lebanon, grab the Litani River. Now, bringing new heights to extreme tackiness, it turns out that at a training range for Navy SEALs over in Virginia Beach, one of the targets for the SEALs to shoot at was a photo cutout of a Muslim woman. Wearing, you know, the headdress, the hijab, and that's what they're supposed to be shooting at. And, of course, the Navy came under a tremendous amount of criticism for it, and they've agreed to finally remove it. How did it get that far where it was on the gun range? I mean, can you imagine in this country if they had put, for example, a yarmulke-wearing Jew on that shooting range? I bet that never even occurred to them to do, even after the attack on the USS Liberty. There is an institutional Islamophobia being sold to all of our military, that Muslims are just automatically bad. And we've all seen this before, when the German military were being brainwashed that all Jews were bad. Our government is following Adolf Hitler's blueprint into a world war. And I don't know why they're doing it, because, guys, skip forward. Flip over to the end of the book where you find out who did it, because Hitler lost. And so will you if you keep on this path. Now, one of the big news stories that broke, we were talking about this yesterday, is the revelation that analysis of Yasser Arafat's clothing that had been saved at that hospital in France where he passed away showed abnormally high levels of radioactive polonium. And, of course, it has long been rumored that Israel had assassinated Yasser Arafat. And we know that many of Israel's enemies are assassinated with radioisotopes because it's a very long, lingering, painful death. And so now the Palestinians and Yasser Arafat's wife have agreed to an exhumation of the body to find out if indeed he was assassinated. And Israel's supporters are already going, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite again. We don't kill anybody. You know, it was a mistake we shot up the USS Liberty. We really thought it was, you know, a boat full of Egyptian horses. That's actually their excuse. Israel's excuse for attacking the USS Liberty is they thought it was an Egyptian horse carrier. Because as we all know, Egyptian horse carriers fly the US flag and have all kinds of dish antennas all over them. Now, interestingly enough, according to Israeli officials, the basic role of the Palestinian Authority is security and detention against Palestinian activists. Remember what I said, Israel likes to play this little game where every time the Palestinians start to form a unity government, Israel will go in there and set up an opposition, a controlled opposition. And they did it first with Hamas. Hamas was originally created by Shin Bet so that Israel could say, we can't have peace talks. We don't know who to talk to. There's Yasser Arafat and his PLO over here. And then there's this new group, Hamas. And they both say they're the government. So we can't have peace talks. We can't have talks about a Palestinian state. We don't know who to talk to. And then Arafat gets whacked. And Israel cuts off all funding to Hamas, thinking the Palestinian territories are going to simply collapse into utter chaos and anarchy. And Hamas all of a sudden wakes up that morning and realizes, guys, we're the government of Palestine. And they start to act like one. And they start to take care of the people. And they start to build popular support. And so Israel comes in and sets up the Palestinian Authority so they can go on playing that same game. We can't have peace talks. We can't talk about a Palestinian state. We don't know who to talk to. There's the Hamas over here says they're the government, and there's this Palestinian Authority over here that says they're the government. And it's the same game they've always played. And Israeli officials are basically admitting the Palestinian Authority under Abbas is there to basically enforce Israel's will on the Palestinian people. It's a Vichy government is what it is. So the PA is a creation of Israel, not of the people. Kind of like D.C., if you think about it a little bit. We're going to grab a phone call here. Bill in Idaho. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon and aloha, and thank you for everything you do for the Republic. I sent John Stebbins, the heart of our team leadership, John and Sandy, a Coeur d'Alene police actual event record. It took approximately 4 minutes and, 4 minutes and 6 seconds to determine administratively had to be performed, in which there was assault to have occurred as well as armed criminal harassment and terrorism right here in Coeur d'Alene, where they arrested and successfully incarcerated Mr. Steele by virtue of their administrative procedures, Agenda 21.
I remember this. Okay, I think you're kind of wandering off the topic. Apparently, there is this bill, I guess it's in Idaho, that would allow you to be arrested and detained on psychological grounds without benefit of a court trial or a court-ordered commitment. Is that what you're saying?
There was a doctor, a professor or a doctor that pointed out previously that the legislation was set in place. When it was tested, they almost took me to their very own rubber room by virtue of having a mistake, and if not the temerity of mentioning administratively, even creatively, by color of attorney, if not judiciary, totally corrupted beyond what the temple would allow without total.
Well, I think one of the big problems we have right now is that the government and the police are just sort of making up the laws as they go along. And I know that we had these videos that came in the other day where the police were showing up at these various yard sales with these air guns, and they were coming onto the property and saying, well, we have a right to come in and think that there might be a gun, ignoring the Dayglow orange tip that identifies them as toy weapons. And fortunately, in this case, the family absolutely knew their rights, and that without a warrant and without a probable cause, the police, cannot come onto your property. Unfortunately, they're trying to change the definition of probable cause, which means if the police don't like the way you look, that's a probable cause. That's not what the original term was. Probable cause meant they saw you committing a crime, they saw you in possession of something that was actually illegal and not merely a suspicion, but this government is just changing the rules as fast as they can. They love to change the meaning of things by changing the words. I'll give you a really classic example of how people got bamboozled. Remember that whole situation with the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia? And modern-day gun grabbers are saying, well, that means, you know, there's got to be rules and controls, and, you know, the militia is really the National Guard because they're regulated. No, back in 1776, regulation was a mechanical term. Regulation of a steam engine was its speedball governor. The regulation of a gun was its sights, meaning a militia equipped with good arms in shooting order that can hit what they're aiming at. That's what that means. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects.
You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little bit of interesting hidden history. Now, we have all come to understand that contrary to the official U.S. government policy, it is no secret that Israel is a nuclear-armed nation. It is no secret they have bombs. It is no secret they have nuclear-armed cruise missiles on those German-supplied Dolphin-class submarines. It is no secret that Israel is manufacturing nuclear weapons in a clandestine, well, I guess it's not very clandestine anymore, in the used-to-be clandestine lab underneath the Dimona facility. Mordecai Vanunu gave us photos of that facility. Israeli TV has actually documented it. It's an open secret. Israel knows they've got nuclear weapons. It's only a secret from the American people. Because we might just stand up and say, wait a minute, if Israel has nuclear weapons, they don't need any more weapons from us. Nobody's going to attack them. They certainly don't need any money from us. And it's illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act for the U.S. government to send our tax money to any nation with nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and will not allow IAEA inspections. So once again, it's a classic case of the U.S. government breaking its own laws to make their buddies rich at the expense of everybody else. That's not a republic. That's not democracy. That is fascism. So anyway, we're going back to the story where there was this investigation back in 1985 through 2002 regarding illegally smuggled nuclear triggers from the U.S. to Israel. And this last June 27th, the FBI partially declassified some of this information. See, when you catch Israel engaged in nuclear smuggling inside the United States of America, the first thing you do is you classify it. Same thing with the evidence that lists those arrested Mossad agents, the dancing Israelis with 9/11. Oh, got to classify that. Got to be top secret. Can't talk about that one at all. Anyway, basically, this newly released FBI information shows how Richard Kelly Smythe, who was convicted of running this U.S. front company, met with Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel during the smuggling operation. At that time, Netanyahu worked at the Israeli node of the smuggling network, Heli Trading Company. Benjamin Netanyahu is part of this people, part of the gang that stole weapons-grade materials from the United States of America and smuggled them into Israel. Now, this particular case involves the nuclear triggers. These are called Krytron switches. These are the devices that allow very precise timed pulses for plutonium implosion devices, which means, you know, Israel has gone beyond uranium bombs. They're making plutonium bombs. We already knew that because the prototypes that Mordecai Vanunu took pictures of are of plutonium implosion devices. Little lithium polonium initiator in the middle, plutonium around it, explosive shells around that. And the explosives are detonated using these Krytron switches. Now, they also have other industrial applications. They used to be used in the older, very, very bright copying machines. They're also used in those machines that break up kidney stones with sound waves. But anywhere where you need multiple electrical signals in absolutely perfect synchronization, that's what the Krytrons are used for. And because they are used in nuclear weapons, they are very tightly controlled. And this company was caught smuggling them into Israel. I guess they have lots of Xerox machines over there that need repair. And Benjamin Netanyahu was part of that operation. It is an open secret that Israel built their first generation of nuclear weapons using materials they stole here in the United States of America, while our government looked the other way, except for John F. Kennedy, who absolutely said, I am not going to allow Israel to become a more powerful nuclear power because they are a threat to world peace. So Israel was on that list of people who were very, very happy that John F. Kennedy got shot in Dealey Plaza. Now then, down in Florida is a very, very interesting story where there was this lady named Garcia who was outed for some comments she made regarding Israel. And basically, the Democratic National Committee down there took the attitude of, you will follow our law on Israel or you're out of here. And so Garcia basically issued an apology, and she has left the Democratic Party in Florida. There's a problem with this, though. She didn't make the statements publicly. The Democratic Committee threw her out, saying, as a member of the Democratic Committee, you cannot say these things. But she didn't actually say it as a member of the Democratic Committee. It was a private email to somebody she thought was a friend, and the friend turned around and basically blasted it all over the place. You know, which should tell you, you know, all friendships end at the border with Israel in politics. You can be lifelong good buddies and friends, but the instant you cross Israel, forget the friendship. We've got to protect Israel at all costs. And this is a very patently unfair situation, because had this lady spoken out publicly with her criticism for Israel, and by the way, everything she said is true and accurate. She didn't lie. Okay? But she got kicked out of the Democratic Party anyway. So I guess telling the truth about Israel is not protected speech under the First Amendment. Okay, the guy in California can lie to you about his military decorations. That's protected speech under the First Amendment. But you tell the truth about Israel, that's not protected. You're out of here. And it's on the basis of a private statement made in a moment of privacy, made public in order to destroy them. Don't trust your friends if they are supporting Israel. That's the lesson out of this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, give me a prayer, you know. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Mike with me, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, give me a prayer, you
Oh, my goodness. Dan, I think we can take that bump out of the rotation, please. No offense, it's a question of the technical quality of the recording. You know, anything that feeds my vanity is welcome on the show, but only if produced to a high degree of quality. All righty, listen. We're talking about all this stuff that's going on here. Over in Europe, a little bit more good news. The European Union has rejected the ACTA agreement, which was basically supposed to be an anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, which was basically another attempt to impose censorship and controls over the Internet. And the real danger of that is because so much of what the alternative media is doing is analyzing the news from the corporate media. The goal of ACTA was to be able to say that you can't talk about what we're telling the people because that's our copyrighted information. Even though that is a flagrant violation of the fair use doctrine of existing copyright law. For example, when BBC comes out and says World Trade Center 7 collapsed half an hour before it actually does, we can comment on that and say there's obviously some kind of a lie going on here. Either they were following a script and somebody was a little late pushing the button on Building 7, which is my favorite theory, or some other explanation. BBC doesn't have an explanation for it, by the way. Their only response is, we've thrown away all the raw footage so we can never know for sure. Yeah, the defining historical event of the early 21st century, and you just threw away all that raw footage, forgetting its potential value in endless documentaries and retrospectives for years to come. I've worked enough in the media industry to understand when you have raw footage of an historical event like that, you don't ever, ever throw it away. You put it in your deepest, most protected vault because that is gold on those reels. And we have a right to say we think the media is lying about something. Until the Supreme Court comes along and says, media lies are protected speech under the First Amendment. You dare not criticize. They're well on their way to doing that because of that Fox News bovine growth hormone lawsuit. And by the way, that hormone that was the subject of that lawsuit is still in the milk. It's still in use. Even though it was known back then there were health consequences, they're still using it because, by golly, the government says we can. So anyway, the European Union has rejected ACTA. That's a good piece of news. We're trying to keep the internet and the alternative media free. And again, we're not approving of content piracy. And I wonder how much of the content piracy is actually being done by the government itself to try and justify this draconian control of the internet. I mean, I remember back when Senator Exxon was trying to put his amendment onto the Telecommunications Act. And this is back about, to say, well, about mid-90s when I was getting married to this lovely young lady who's going to join us here in about another 25 minutes. Because we even have, we made this videotape of our honeymoon called Clarassic Park, and we make a humorous reference in there to Senator Exxon. And I remember back then there was still this wonderful part of the internet called Usenet, which was just this public forum for posting articles. This is before HTML and browsers and everything came along. Usenet was sort of the pre-browser browser. And there were groups for cooking and groups for photography and groups for making clothes and groups for all kinds of interesting stuff. And there was the whole, what was called the alt subcategories for alternative. And this is where people who were into kinky stuff would go and share pictures and whatever else it was going to do down there. You know, alt sex, hamster, duct tape, that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, one day, really raunchy porn started getting dumped all over Usenet into groups where it did not belong. And the local community kept saying, well, look, they would email the person doing the posting and saying, this doesn't belong here. There are groups set aside for this kind of stuff over in the alt hierarchy. And these people come back and say, I have a First Amendment right to post this picture of naked women in the muffins cooking group. That's my First Amendment right. And okay, fine. So we start tracing the domains, the hosts of where the stuff is coming from, and it's all coming through these military and government machines. And it was very obvious they were trying to manufacture the illusion of a porn crisis all over the internet that was pervading everywhere, that no, it wouldn't stay in the alt groups where it belonged, therefore more control of the internet was required. And sure enough, Senator Exxon gets up in the Congress, and he's got this little blue three-ring binder. He called it his blue book. And it had exactly the same porn in it that was being dumped all over the internet. And he called for draconian controls on the internet. And it didn't really go anywhere. And as soon as he was done making his speech, like a switch was thrown. All the porn vanished, went back to where it was supposed to be. So we know the government was creating the porn crisis to justify internet censorship. Are they also creating the content piracy crisis to justify internet censorship? We know that some of the biggest media networks own these websites which provide hacking pirating tools. Just something to keep in mind there. When you download a pirated piece of music or movie, are you actually helping the government toward the day when they can take the internet away from all of us? Not that Hollywood in the music industry are making anything that's even worth stealing anymore. That's the biggest arguments against piracy. Why bother? It's a waste of hard disk drive for most of the stuff they're putting out these days. All righty. Now, it turns out, you know, this whole thing that we're candidates running for president, they're supposed to be honest with the voters about how much money they've got. And, of course, Mitt Romney is already facing a great deal of suspicion because he's a classic money junkie. you know, tons of money coming to him, buy company, lay off everybody, you know, sell the assets. Hey, I've made a tremendous amount of money and I'm rich, and that's all that really matters. And I think that documentary that Newt Gingrich's people made, and yes, it's political. It's an attack on Mitt Romney, but they got a lot of good stuff in there. And we have reason to be suspicious of Mitt Romney of being just another money junkie. He's certainly beloved by Wall Street and beloved by Israel and beloved by the Federal Reserve. That's three strikes against him right there. Mitt Romney has succeeded in doing something I thought was impossible. He's making Barack Obama actually look good. I'm amazed, stunned. It turns out that Mitt Romney owns an offshore company that has somehow never been disclosed to the American public. And that means he's actually even richer, far richer, than his estimated worth of $250 million. So apparently this company based in Bermuda, Sankata High Yield Asset Investors Limited, is not listed on any of Romney's state or federal financial reports. Apparently this company is among several Romney holdings that are not disclosed. He's a lot richer than what he's admitting to. He's struggling so hard to look like just an ordinary American. We know he inherited a huge amount of money. And if he's only down to $250 million, it means he's horribly mismanaged his inherited wealth, which is a good reason to not let him manage the wealth of the United States of America. But it looks like he is far richer, and he's hiding it. And that should be a strike against this guy right there. Now, on that same thought, Ron Paul has contracted for the Florida's Sun Dome for Sunday, August 26th, the day before the start of the three-day Republican National Convention. And he's going to hold a rally there for all of his supporters and all of the delegates who are going to support him at the convention. It looks like Ron Paul is planning something dramatic. We know the GOP has been going, they're breaking their own rules left and right to try and hand the nomination to Mitt Romney, just like U.S. Agents were trying to throw Egypt's election to Shafiq. They're trying to generate a candidate, even though it's not a candidate of the people. There may be something dramatic that happens there. I think right now the smartest thing Romney could do is tap Ron Paul as his vice president. Because I'll tell you right now, Ron Paul supporters know they have been cheated. Ron Paul supporters know they have been screwed by the corporate media and the political machine. And if they're like me, and I suspect probably a lot of them are, if Ron Paul isn't on the ballot, I'm not even bothering voting in November. And that means Obama's going to get his second term. And frankly, I am sick of having to choose the lesser of two evils yet again at a time when our nation is dying of evil. So I think Mitt Romney, even though Israel hates Ron Paul, even though Wall Street hates Ron Paul, even though the Federal Reserve hates Ron Paul, remember, the vice presidency is a really weak kind of a position. John Adams called it the worst job in the world, the most boring job in the world, to just sit there and listen to the senators argue back and forth, and you only get to vote if there's a tie. It's just amazing stuff here. Now then, here's an interesting little story. There is this Playboy bunny, lady by the name of Shara Bichard, used to be Hugh Hefner's squeeze. He does have a lot of them. I've actually been to the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles a couple of times. It's a cool place. A lot of nice artwork there. And apparently, U.S. Immigration have given her a special visa, recognizing her as an individual with extraordinary ability. She's just a hot babe who looks good in lingerie, and they're giving her a special visa so she can come and go in the U.S. Oh, Mike, talk about destroying the credibility. Not that the U.S. government has any credibility left here. Meanwhile, I think I mentioned this earlier in the show. There's this guy up in Oregon, John Brennan, who protested the TSA's assault on persons by stripping naked at the airport. Okay, in front of people who are paid to basically grab your genitalia. And they all got in a huff about, how dare you? You're being indecent. Like grabbing your crotches isn't indecent assault. Actually, it would be if you were outside the airport. So basically, Mr. Brennan was arrested with a charge of disorderly conduct, which is normally a misdemeanor. The DA has downgraded it to a violation, which is a lesser charge, but one in which they can avoid a jury trial. So he can't stand up there and say, I had a reason to do this. They're afraid of jury nullification. By the way, New Hampshire just passed a law legally recognizing jury nullification. If the jury thinks you're being convicted under a bad law, they can declare you not guilty. And that's an important power for juries to have, and we need to keep pushing that forward. But anyway, they're basically going to take this Mr. Brennan and put him before the judge and say, yes, you got naked. How dare you? We're going to fine you and all the rest of that other stuff. Meanwhile, of course, we have all these bankers running on Wall Street who have ruined the lives of millions of Americans, and they're not arrested yet. And that right there tells you how screwed up the entire justice system is. If you didn't already know that from the fact that the Department of Justice is absolutely refusing to do anything against Eric Holder following his vote for contempt of Congress. It's not justice. It's just us is what rules the nation here. Now, over in Great Britain, George Entwistle has been named the next BBC Director General. That's the top spot. And they're lauding him to the skies about all the really good things he's done. He's currently director of BBC Vision. And I would be very worried about this because Entwistle was promoted to editor of Newsnight the day before 9/11. During which the BBC announced that World Trade Center Building 7 had collapsed about a half an hour before it actually happened. So is this promotion to Director General of the BBC Entwistle's payoff? Or is a major war-starting false flag planned for September 18th, which is the day after he takes over from current Director General Mark Thompson? I'd be very worried about that. Notice the people who do the most lying get promoted. Do you remember the Food Lion scandal? Where up at the time, it was like the biggest court settlement where ABC had gone into Food Lion and as a political favor to unions who wanted to unionize the market chain, and the market chain was resisting, they created this phony story about how meat was being dropped on the floor and then wrapped up and sold to the people. And it turned out ABC's own producers who were undercover working at the market were doing all this stuff and then shooting it with hidden cameras. And it was a huge, huge scandal. Almost drove Food Lion out of business. And the guy who was in charge of that for ABC later went on to like this top position at CNN. We really are in a society where the criminals are getting promoted and good people are being left behind. Speaking of criminals getting promoted, we've been talking a lot about this GlaxoSmithKline fine of $3 billion to settle claims that it had illegally been promoting its drugs. For inappropriate uses they were not approved for. They're making a lot of false claims about the drugs. It turns out Dr. Drew Pinsky, TV doctor, sex advice giver, on-the-air radio personality, was paid $275,000 by GlaxoSmithKline to promote the depressant Wellbutrin SR. And Dr. Drew basically was talking about how, oh, this makes your sex life better and all this other stuff in March and April of 2009. Without telling anybody, he was a paid spokesman for GlaxoSmithKline. It's just an amazing amount of crookedness in the medical industry. It's all about the money. The money buys the truth. We are taught in school to always revere these people in the religious robes or the white laboratory coats or any of these other wearable signs of respect and esteem. And it turns out they're all basically bad people. We need to go back to judging other human beings on their actions, not on the gold things hanging on the walls, not on the ribbons and medals and other decorations that are there to convince you, to fool you, to trick you into thinking that these are the people you should be listening to. By the way, another fraud. I mean, you're seeing all over the news about massive heat wave across America. It's terrible. Back and I looked at the meteorological data. This summer is no hotter than any other. You know, we're in the middle of July. Yeah, some of the states get triple-digit temperatures, and they always have. Meanwhile, down in Argentina, the other side of the equator, they have gotten more snow in the last 2 weeks than they normally do in the entire normal winter season. And they're still trying to sell this global warming nonsense. Amazing stuff here. Everybody's all kind of excited about, you know, the CERN lab saying they think they may be kind of sort of possibly have edged up really close to finding the Higgs boson. And unfortunately, there's a great deal of recklessness in the reporting on this. Because some of the articles are saying they think they have a boson. They don't know that it's the Higgs boson. And other articles are just saying, yes, they found the God particle. There was a creation. We're all going to live forever and with wings and a harp in heaven and all the rest of this stuff. It's a religious frenzy backed up by a huge checkbook. We're going to be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
hi, America. Welcome back to the show. Listener just wrote in saying the outgoing Director General, BBC Director General Mark Thompson, was responsible for shutting down most of the BBC's shortwave transmissions, advocating the net and FM partnerships. I can understand why he did that for at least parts of the world where, I mean, shortwave really has gone out of fashion. In fact, if you tune along the shortwave bands these days, a lot of it is broadcast teletype by private corporations. The number stations for all the intelligence agencies that are out there doing that kind of a situation. But I don't think we should give up shortwave because we may be in a situation where the Internet does get shut down. When they crank up this world war into rock and roll full tilt afterburner, they will start cutting those wires at the national borders so that you don't get the other side's point of view about anything. And at that point, shortwave is going to become essential. So if you do not have a good shortwave radio, that is something you should have in your prepper kit. And, you know, and the materials to basically put up a really good shortwave antenna. All righty, let's see. No callers waiting on the phone lines, 800-313-9443. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Monsanto's cloned growth hormone, RBST, is still in U.S. milk. You know, until the government actually says you can't do that anymore, and the government isn't listening to the American people, you could still be getting that. Apparently, one of the more common forms of vitamin B12 has been found contaminated with cyanide. I wonder what money junkie okayed that one here. See, we already talked about the Higgs boson. They're out there saying they're pretty sure that they found that thing. They're actually stopping short of it. And again, this is just religious hysteria. They're desperate to prove there's a God because then they can go back to believing that they're not really going to die. And there's almost a hysterical quality. I think the reason that CERN stopped really short of saying it was the Higgs boson is because this is not the first time it's been claimed that the Higgs boson was discovered. You know, all they're saying is they found something that sort of kind of fits the predicted behavior. But again, are they finding a new particle or are they creating it? Whatever just popped out of that collider at CERN, there is no evidence it ever existed at all prior to that moment. So maybe one of the great fallacies of our time is that you can go on pouring more energy into those accelerators and come up with all these new particles, fundamental building blocks of nature. They may not have existed before. And even if something pops out of that accelerator that they think is this Higgs boson, doesn't prove it ever existed before or had anything to do with the creation of the universe. I think science has become far too prostituted. We certainly saw that on Viking. We got shut down because of the Bible bangers. We'll be back after station identification. Claire's going to be joining us for the rest of the show.